Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Nettingham, and today we are being joined by the Adele DeSoto Minburn School Superintendent, Greg Defoe. And Greg, as always, really appreciate you taking the time to join me today.
Absolutely, man. It's always a pleasure.
Absolutely. And well, we'll get to your latest school board meeting that took place this past Monday on May 12th and have some great things to go over. We'll start with your Focus on Learning program. I know you were presented with two different approaches, so we'll start. There was one from a couple of pertaining to your math curriculum, so why don't you talk about that?
Yes, we did have two really, really awesome reports to the board. We've put in a segment of our board agenda that's called Focus on Learning, as you mentioned, and it falls right after the consent agenda as we try to position reports about students and student learning, you know, early in the board meeting, so because it signifies importance. And so we've been really happy with that construction in our board agenda over the last few years. So on Monday night in particular, we had a report from one of our elementary assistant principals and then three of our instructional coaches at those levels in our grades K through five. And they just updated the board on our math curriculum implementation. We're in our second year with a resource called Illustrative Math. And so they really stepped through how it's going for the board in year two. And we feel like it's important to provide these short updates to the board, not only at the time of adoption of a new curriculum and a new resource, but as we implement and execute. So that's what those four women did for us. And they're four women who are really leading the effort at those levels. And I can't thank them enough. And we'll talk more about our data in the upcoming months.
Awesome. Yeah, really looking forward to that. And I thought they did a great job as well. As well as, you know, there were two seniors from ADM High School that are on student council, and I thought really gave an important message when it comes to school involvement.
You know, they really did. Addie Herrick and Lennon Wormuth are two seniors that are soon to graduate and leaders, officers for our student council. They came with their sponsor, Charity Miller from the high school, and she does an excellent job with that group. And these two young women just did such a great job just talking through giving basically the year in review for the high school student council for the board. And as you mentioned, they did a really nice job. They're so prepared, you know, for one, and then articulate and poised, I think are two other words that really describe, you know, how they did on Monday night standing in front of the Board of Education in that kind of environment. It can be pretty intimidating, especially for a high school student. And they just really rocked it. So, you know, our student council is active and vibrant, award-winning, really, and it's an important part of high school experience, and we were really glad to hear all that they've accomplished this year and their plans for next, too.
Absolutely. Again, we are speaking here with the ADM School Superintendent, Greg Defoe. And Greg, as we continue on, obviously, with this school year ending, you're already having to look forward, of course, to next year. And with that, there's some purchases for some electronic devices, so why don't you talk about that?
Yeah, probably one of the most significant agenda items that we had on Monday night was approval of new Chromebooks. Chromebooks are the devices that we have, you know, throughout our district. And there were three grade levels that we purchased enough devices to refresh all those devices in those three particular grade levels. So our director of technology, Sebastian Seifert, has a really well-coordinated plan to cycle those through. They have we use them for 4 years. So there's a 4 year life cycle on them. And we really squeeze, you know, a lot of life out of them because they're an inexpensive device that provides the functionality that we need, you know, for our students, but their lifespan is not overly long. And so we just approved the purchase of several hundred new Chromebooks for next year.
Absolutely. And, you know, speaking of electronic devices, I know high school principal Lee Griebel talked about mandating cell phones within the school.
Yeah, you know, this has been a topic that's been in the news a lot, and Governor Reynolds just signed a new bill, a new law that speaks to or really governs the use of personal devices in school settings. And we still have some work to do to really dig into the components of that particular bill. But one of the primary elements of that new law is that cell phones are restricted in use during instructional periods, during class time. And we've been doing that, you know, for quite some time. So that's not anything new. We don't allow students to be on their devices in the classroom time unless there's an instructional need and the teachers approve it. We are planning on taking another step forward, and that would be prohibiting use of cell phones during the other times of the school day, like passing periods and at lunch. You know, so that was really the conversation that took place, and we're poised to make change happen. And we think it's going to be a very healthy and good thing for us as we just come and have less time on personal devices during the school day. So, and that would match our practice, you know, up through grades K through eight. So students are not allowed to have personal devices in those grades. We'll bring that next level of restriction to the high school next year.
Awesome. Well, thanks for going over that. Again, speaking here with the ADM Superintendent Greg Defoe. And of course, Greg, May is known as School Board Appreciation Month. And I just really want to say I appreciate everything you and the rest of the school board do. I think you guys do a tremendous job, but wanted to give you a second to just offer some words as well.
Well, it's hard to really articulate in a sense because they're so tremendous. You know, our group of five, you know, Tim Canny, Bart Banwart, Heath Hockenberry, Melissa Dolman, and Nikki West are collectively just so strong. They lead with, you know, all the variables that you want, integrity, and they're humble, courageous. You know, they have very high expectations for us as an administrator, you know, for me as a superintendent and everybody on the administrative team. And they major in the majors and don't get bogged down in the minors, if you know, kind of understand that concept. And mm-hmm. I can't thank them enough. They don't get enough thank yous over the course of their service. And I appreciate you asking about Board Appreciation Month, because we have a tremendous school board, and our results and the great things that have been going on are largely due to their leadership.
Absolutely. Thank you. Yeah, of course, for highlighting them. And as we finish up here, of course, you know, we're getting towards the end of the school year. Graduation is going to be here soon. And just from your perspective, how has this school year been?
You know, we just continue to stack really good years. And, you know, that's a really good thing. I think when you see consistency and year over year, good years in reflection, you know, that's a testimony to a really healthy system that has really good people in it. And this year is no different than the last several. It's been a really, really good year on really all fronts. And, you know, I'm just really proud of that. And, you know, we've got a couple more weeks of school left, and we're going to finish strong. We'll get our teachers into summer break and our kids into summer break and take a little bit of time to refresh and then back next year and start to rock and roll again. So it's been a great year, and I'm just excited to get to the end of it with the way things have been going.
Absolutely. Well, really appreciate you taking the time to speak with us here today. Again, that's ADM Superintendent Greg Defoe. And Greg, like I said, really appreciate you taking some time out of your day, and hope you have a great rest of your school year.
Same to you. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, our Dallas County Let's Talk program, always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.